children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to feed. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Tonight, my guest is me again. You guys know how I have a tendency to ramble. First of all, let me apologize for not being on the show. Last week, I was down in Laguna Beach and, presenting at Dr. Bell's seminar and kind of got caught on the road. I was expecting not to have to come back until the next day, so I wasn't expecting to travel on Tuesday. I apologize to those of you who count this as one of the blessings of your days, and thank you for counting it as such. So let me just first say that if you have something you would like to call in and talk about, that would be great. Otherwise, you're going to hear me just complain and ramble and do all kinds of crazy things and tell you about my week. And the reason I didn't schedule anybody, of course, is because I've been too busy and I have no internet connection at the moment, so I can't do the fast chat. So Dale Ray, if you're listening, I'm sorry, can't do the fast chat, couldn't even get into to change anything through a series of strange and dramatic events. What I want to talk to everyone about tonight is about the energetic changes that have been going on in the last 3 weeks, and you have probably noticed these changes. Everybody that I've talked to has been going through the same thing. It's a strange change, though. This is something we have been waiting for, and I mean, I can see all kinds of stuff being kicked up, and I don't know about you guys, but my life has been way too much drama lately, way too much. And I would just kind of like the merry-go-round to slow down so I could get off for a little bit, you know? And everyone that I've talked to up here has been going through the same thing over in Laguna Beach, people that I talked to. And you know, it kind of started about that time that I went down there to to do Dr. Bell's seminar. And, of course, Dr. Bell is a wild and crazy guy, as usual, had some good information. You know, it's always fun. If you guys ever get a chance to go down to his seminar, you got to go. He is just a hoot, you know. Not only is he a genius, which helps, and can tell you all kinds of things that you really had no idea existed. He can tell you how they exist, what's going on, all that kind of stuff. So I had a great time. I love going down there and listening to him talk, and it's always fun for me, too, to meet everybody and get to tell my story, because isn't that what we kind of all want? You know, we like to share our stories. So anyway, that was a lot of fun. I had drama starting with that. And while I was down there, I was doing a little thing that Spirit kind of gave me to do some years ago, and I found it's very effective for helping people to move through their stuff. And I call it right eye, left eye. Basically, when I look through the right eye into someone else's right eye, I can see whatever is holding them back. You could call it their original time that they came to Earth. You could call it, you know, whatever it is that's holding them up in this consciousness, because we don't really know what all this is. You know, is this one thing and we're sampling many moments? Are there past lives? Are there not? You know, who knows? I don't really know the answer to that. What I care about, though, is that change happens in the best way possible for that person. So I found that when I do the right eye thing, the way that I do it is a connection to the soul that removes or brings up for examination whatever the obstacle is, the thing that you have not voiced to anybody else. And sometimes it's horrendous and you're still blaming yourself, you know. Sometimes it's something simple, you know, who knows. So I do that, and then the left eye thing, which I did not realize there was a name for, and I for the life of me did not remember what Dr. Bell called that, but it's looking left eye to left eye, and that's what I call the seat of the soul, where you're actually able to contact that heaven space, you know, that space where we are all one and we are all love. And we remember each other. We remember that we started this together and that we'll be back together and those kinds of things. So it's very healing. So I got to do that. That was a lot of fun. I brought a set of projectors with me, and we tried a portable system that didn't work very well, but but we tried it. You know, I was out there, you know, mounting these things on 6-foot telescoping poles and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So we did that for a while, and we came back. And a lot of you may know that I moved my office just before I left, too. So there was a lot of drama going on with the office, and I said, well, I can't do much. But I put things away in the desks, and I came back only to discover that the desks were going to be taken away the next day because the original leasor of the space needed the desks for his other business. I said, okay, I just gave away my great big honking oak desk, but all right, I guess it's time for a new desk. So I went out to look at new desks. The next day I come in and I find that that there was this deal that went on that was not really kosher that I was unaware of, and basically I had no right to be there. So you can imagine, you've just moved this medical office with all of the really heavy, expensive equipment, and everybody's gone home, and here you are going, oh, now what am I supposed to do? Anyway, it all worked out for the better. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because what I have noticed in the last 3 weeks is there's too much drama, and there's things where you go, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And you kind of stand there in shock and go, I thought I had everything handled. You know, what's going on here? But then the resolution of this stuff, if you step up to the plate and you take full responsibility for your portion and everything, and you look at what the possibilities might be, and you trust, and this is really, really important, you know, you have to trust. When you trust, all of a sudden, everything opens up and it's better than you could have imagined. So this has been really fun. So now, you know, as I'm heading into like the end of the third week of all this kind of high drama and changes and things like that, I'm going, wow, I can't wait to see what else happens. I mean, this is amazing. I've had to go through some very rough things, including saying goodbye to a dear friend and basically saying, you know, it's time for you to move on, and being angry about it and everything else, and just going, wow, you know, I had no idea what was going on under my nose, you know, this type of stuff, and it was very hurtful for me as well as for that person, I'm sure. But it was like, you know, I have to stand in my integrity and say, I'm not going to allow this to happen on my watch. And so it was something that was fairly serious, and I'm not going to go into the details, but just know that it was devastating to me to find out this kind of stuff. So, you know, since it's my business to take care of people, it was kind of hard, you know, and I went, well, I can't take care of people with this situation going on. Things have to change. And so I had to step up and say things I didn't want to have to say. Now, I don't know what's going to come of all this. I do know that something shifted when I was able to stand up and say, no, this is unacceptable. And, you know, now you have to leave, you know, because you've crossed boundaries, not okay, I'm not going to allow this. And I felt the shift in the energy when I got away from the whole situation, got stuff cleared out and went, ooh, this is very, very interesting. I'm not sure exactly what's going to come of this yet, but I could feel the difference. And the difference was not only within me, it was within my entire sphere. And, you know, I'm always talking about the quantum physics of everything and how we're all connected and all this stuff. I could really feel it. And I'm wondering, what is happening in everybody else's life? So if you'd like to call in and give your story, I would be just really happy to hear it. Because so far, everybody that I've talked with has said, wow, you know, this happened to me, and it was high drama, too. And, man, I hated it, but I stepped up. And now this has happened. You know, I just had an incredible thing happen in the projector room with one of my patients today. And, you know, we changed their projector room. We finally got it up and running again. We've got a new configuration. And, by the way, Steve Barish is going to be here in another week or so. And we're going to really spiff it up and see what we can discover. It should be great fun. Rick Miller is going to bring in some equipment so we can really, you know, take it to another entire level with this brain physics stuff. And, you know, who knows where we're going with it. But this is kind of, as Rick calls, you know, blue sky stuff. Let's see where we can go and what kind of leaps of evolution in human consciousness can we make. What kind of stuff can we discover about ourselves, and how can we make this leap that we're all looking to make? So it's going to be pretty exciting in the next couple of weeks, at least for me. I don't know if I'm going to get any sleep or not, but I'm hoping I get a little bit of rest at least. But this is very interesting stuff. So what's been happening with you all? You know, have you had something happen? Have you had something that seemed to be bad, and all of a sudden, you kind of got through it, and all of a sudden you're going, wow, actually, this turned out for the better. Now, I don't know about anybody else out there, but it usually takes a long time for me to see the better part of something. This better is coming instantaneously. It's like you just recover your breath from the gasp of shock, and all of a sudden the doors are opened to just an unbelievable solution that is amazing and so much better than you would have thought. Now, I know that Don and Doug and those guys there, they experience this stuff all the time. You know, they're much more in tune with this than I am, maybe because I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off sometimes and, you know, trying to, come up with new things and get things settled. And, you know, I've been moving constantly for a while between storage and home and office. So maybe I've been a little bit distracted. But I can tell you that there is hope. I can feel it, not only for me, but for everyone. And so I'm hoping that you guys will start to notice it. And I think the more that we notice it in our lives, the more it's going to come up and really be in evidence. It's like Wayne Dyer talks about, you know, you'll see it when you believe it. And so for me, I'm going, wow, you know, I'm seeing it. Now I'm really believing it. This is pretty cool stuff. So let me talk a little bit about what happened to the patient today. Now, the room is not dark like the other one. The other one was, you know, a closed room, and that's really best for doing this stuff because then you get the pretty lights, and, you know, it's easier for you to go into an altered state when you're staring into a seemingly limitless space and you have the lights, you know, as a contrast. So we don't have that. I've got the lasers on. I've got 8 lasers up. I have 8 projectors up in the room right now, and that has made a difference. It's been really, really interesting. So, and I've been talking with Quinn and with Steve, and you know, we're all kind of playing with this stuff now because we all have at least 8 projectors. So what I noticed with this lady today is she went in there, and she had gone through something upsetting. And, you know, I put her in the chair, and there was no way I could darken the room. So I have a big window out on the south, and I live in the southwest, so you know how bright that is. So here we've got all this light streaming in from that window. Then there's a window that's at the top, kind of like a transom window that goes into the rest of the space. So there's light coming in from all over the place. And I thought, well, I don't know how effective this is going to be yet. So I'm kind of experimenting with this new relationship with the projectors. What was interesting was I put her in there. I said, I'm just going to leave you in here for half an hour. Let me see what happens. But I feel like, you know, this should be a longer session today. And so I walked out of the room. I told her the usual thing. You know, you go through release, you go into unconditional love, you ask for what you want, and then you're grateful. So I left her, and when I came back, she looked totally stunned. And she said, you know, she said, I was definitely out of my body. I was astral projecting, and that hasn't happened in a long time. So I thought, perhaps that's because of the double amount of projectors that are in there. Perhaps it's because of the configuration we're doing. In any case, it's pretty interesting. So she couldn't even talk to me right away. She said, I need to kind of, you know, pull myself together. I said, all right, take your time. And she came out and she said, you know, she said, I don't know whether I'm going crazy or whether this really happened. I said, well, what happened? She said, you know, there were beings there, and they told me to raise my arms up. She said, I raised my arms up, and they told me that I was getting the healing, that I would be a healer. And she said, I didn't ask for this. I don't want this. You know, and I never in a million years even thought about this. She said, I don't know how this happened. But she said, I raised my arms up. And she said, I started to feel like there was an electrical charge running down through my hands, through my arms. She said, it was almost painful. And she said, I was just sitting there with my arms up going, oh, my God, you know, what's going on? And I'm sitting there listening to this, and, you know, those of you that play with Dr. Bell's stuff, you know, you're probably sitting there laughing. And I was sitting there laughing going, wow, this is awesome. This lady got a healing charge. And she said, and then she said, there was this bright green light. She said, I had to open my eyes. I thought you walked in the room and were shining this big laser right on my head. And she said, I opened my eyes and you weren't there. But she said, I saw this green light. It was so intense. And she said, I didn't know what to do with this. She said, then I felt this burning inside of my body. And it was around this particular organ that that she's had some problems with. She said, I got hotter and hotter and hotter. She said, I got scared. She said, I didn't know what was going to happen. And so at this point, I'm laughing out loud. And I said, you know, that's all healing. It's all good. I said, you know, you got like a double whammy. You had to be healed because you're to be a healer. And, you know, the magic, so to speak, you know, the hand of God touches you and comes through you. And it's that energy of the creation. It's an awakening of who you are. And, you know, you might not think you're here as a healer, but if you weren't here as a healer, that wouldn't have happened to you. So you are a healer. And now you're going to be woken up to this. She said, well, I never thought that would happen. I haven't asked for this. You know, I have my life the way it is, and, you know, I don't want to have to go around and heal people. I said, well, apparently that's not what your spirit thinks, because you had it happen. So this is, you know, amazing to me. I love this stuff. The stories are the best part, you know, when I get to see and hear about what people have gone through. So then the next thing she said, and I didn't get all of it because I got interrupted by the phone, but it was something about how this huge, bright, purple light came and enveloped her head. She said, I opened my eyes again. She said, I thought you came in and you were shining this big purple light on me. She said, you weren't there. And she said, there was this big ball of bright, bright purple light. And she said, whether I had my eyes open or closed, it was there. She said, I don't know what to make of all this. I said, well, how do you feel? She said, I feel better. I said, well, there you go. And some of you may know me well enough to know that, you know, I'm not a physicist, okay? I don't pretend to be. I love quantum physics, though. I love plasma physics. It makes so much sense. And I love seeing the stuff that happens in the paranormal. I love hearing about it because these are things that fire my imagination and make me kind of go, what's really going on here? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. So for me, as long as someone is progressing and they are doing better, they are becoming more than they were before, then I'm happy. I don't care how it works. You know, all I care is that it works and that it helps these people on their life path, that it helps the people to be who they really are. And so I'm thrilled by this. And if you listen to Dr. Bell's show, I guess it was a week ago when Quinn was on, he had some amazing stories about what happens with the projectors and about his uncle growing a full head of hair in 2 weeks because of what he had done with these projectors. So I can't wait to talk to Quinn now because he tells me all these great things he's doing, and now I'm finding even more incredible things happening in my space. And I know Steve has, and you know that those of you that know Steve Barish, you know he's an amazing healer. And so I get to hear wonderful stories from him all the time. Now I'm seeing a difference in my own room by kind of, you know, experimenting. And so all three of us have been experimenting with things with the projectors, with and without lasers, with crystals, without crystals, you know, adding and subtracting projectors and just trying all kinds of things. I can tell you also, and this was really interesting, how do I put this? When this woman was working on healing herself, not just this time but the previous times, she said all of a sudden things changed in her family history. Now, this is really important because she had a very, very abusive family history, sexual abuse, you know, the whole nine yards. And she said that she had the first good conversation with a parent in years. And she was able to speak to this parent and say, you know, you did this to me. And the parent didn't remember it. And she was very distressed about this. She said, but this was the best conversation that I'd ever had. And I said, let me explain to you something about holographic memory. And I discovered this when I had Brent Baum was my teacher on holographic memory resolution. And his website is healingdimensions.com. What he discovered when he put this together is that when you go in and you work on yourself, and you change the parts of yourself that are distressing to you. And holographic memory resolution is trauma relief therapy. So Brent had gone to Oklahoma City, went to, you know, the World Trade Center, you know, on 9/11, you know, after 9/11 and all these things, and was working with people to erase the trauma. You don't erase the memory, you erase the trauma. But one of the reasons why it's so effective is that you are reframing and actually changing your history, which is incredible stuff. And, you know, it has to be quantum physics and quantum mechanics and, you know, and touch of plasma physics thrown in there too in order for this great change to happen, because what's happened is the history is wiped away. So the bad history, the trauma and everything is poof, gone. Now, the person who went through it remembers it. The family has no recollection of any of the traumatic stuff happening, and they think you're crazy. So if you guys are doing this kind of thing, please understand, if you're using the projectors, if you're using any of the holographic tools, including NLP, if you're using any of these things to change your reality so that you feel better, start to understand, if you can, that you're changing history. And I was having a conversation with Rick Miller about this. He was concerned about remote viewers because he said they're actually changing history. They're changing things. They're changing the way things are going, and they're letting things in, because when you go to remote view somebody in some situation, then that situation or person can view you at the same time. Now, remote viewers normally do things to protect against that, and, you know, they do a lot of things. So I know that they're not concerned about that. But if you think that you can change your reality in a moment by your thoughts and by your intent to change your reality, then that's going to give us a whole new world, isn't it? And so what is your intention? Not just for yourself, but for the world. And it kind of brings to bear, you know, why it's important not to watch so much bad stuff on TV and in the movies. You know, and to really create your reality the way that you would like it to be. To create it in such a manner that it brings you love and life, you know, life-affirming things, not life-destroying things, that that the whole world picture looks better. Because I believe that we're actually changing the world. Now, you've probably heard that in What the Bleep and in The Secret, but people don't really get a handle on that. You know, and you have a lot of people out there saying, it's a bunch of BS, you know, it can't possibly be, you know, and that's a bunch of hooey and a bunch of woo-woo. Well, I don't think so, you know, and the quantum physics experiments are showing us a whole new world we didn't exist. I mean, we didn't know existed. So, you know, I look at these things where this woman said, you know, the parent did not remember any of this stuff she was talking about. Now, how could that be unless something had happened to that person's memory? Something had changed. And I remember Brent talking about this, and this is what made me sit up and take notice. And he was talking about the terrible family history he had. And he hadn't seen his family for 30 years because they were so awful. And he said, you know, they decided to have this big family reunion, and so he decided, well, what the heck, I'm an adult, I'm going to go back and I'm going to attend this reunion. And he had been working on himself with holographic memory resolution for years. And he said he went back, and no one in his family remembered the history the way he did. They all remembered it the new way he had programmed it. Isn't that amazing? So I'm looking at all this stuff going on with my patients and going, wow. This is even easier than holographic memory resolution. Because, you know, in that, I mean, it's pretty easy. And it could take anywhere from a few minutes to hours, you know, depending on what you're going through and how many chains of memory that you have. Because it's kind of like, you know, you have a thought, it spreads to two other thoughts, it spreads to five other thoughts, it spreads to seven other thoughts. You know, it kind of goes in this weird progression because they're all linked. And so you have to go after every one of those memories and change them. But what I'm noticing with the projectors and with people's intent, when they come in and they do the little thing that we have them do, and their intent is to create change right now in their lives for their own healing, it happens right now, people. It doesn't happen, you know, an hour later. It's like, poof, right now. This is amazing stuff. And if I sound excited, it's because I am. I mean, this is just wild. and I don't know how it happens. You know, Fred Bell will tell you it's scalar waves. Other guys say there's no such thing. You know, the secret and what the bleep are saying, it's your intent. I don't know what it is. You know, not the physicist. However, it works. And so do I really care what it is? I'd like to know what it is, but it's not going to hang me up. It's not going to prevent me from using this, because this is a tool for good. And so I've had all of these different things now leading up to such rapid change, and I'm getting really excited. What does this mean for the world? What does this mean for each and every one of us? What's been happening in your lives? What intentions have you had, or what desires have you had that have suddenly happened? And, you know, can you think back and go, well, I really wanted this. Let me give you an example. The space that I'm in now, as I was moving in with some other people who were leasing a space to me, and I thought, well, that's great, because, you know, we can share the utilities and the phone and all this kind of stuff, and it's not going to cost so much. And I wanted to, you know, become more mobile, go around and do some lecturing, seminars, workshops and stuff, and, you know, bring a set of the projectors out around for people who couldn't get out this way. And I thought that would be great fun. So as I'm moving things in, I'm walking through the courtyard, and I look up, and I said, that's where I want to be. And I thought, what am I thinking? You know, that's like three times more than I'm paying, and how am I going to do that? But I kept looking at it, and I kept thinking, I really want to be up in that particular suite. So, of course, I had to call up Nobo, you know, the Chaldean numerologist that's been on the show a couple times. And I said, Nobo, what do you think about this suite number? He said, oh, that's perfect for you. He said, I would say go and do that because that's absolutely perfect. You resonate with that number. You'll have great success. It'll be a piece of cake. I said, wow, that sounds pretty good to me. I'm sitting back going, you know, I've had enough struggle. I want to be done with all the struggle. You know, let's do the piece of cake thing. So then I was sitting there and I was thinking about it. And I thought, yeah, you know, I'd really like to be up there. I don't know how I'm going to do it. So then I went off to Laguna Beach, and I came back and discovered that it was illegal for me to be in this spot because I had sublet from somebody who was subletting from someone else who was subletting. And as I'm finding this out and standing there in total shock, and the guy's saying, surely you know this. I said, no, I didn't know that. You know, I had no clue. And I don't even know who this other guy is. And anyway, what turned out was it was all for the better because now I'm going to get that space for a reduced price. The people are so nice. Everybody is really nice. And we're going to create something there that nobody has ever seen. And we're going to do it with the help of two physicists. This is going to be so cool. We're going to give people an experience that'll just knock their socks off and create even faster change. So I am really jazzed about this. But I got to tell you, when I was standing there hearing all this stuff about how I couldn't be here after I just moved, I said, oh, my God. What am I going to do? And I was devastated. I was in total shock. And the guy saw that I was in total shock and said, oh, well, it's not that I don't want you here. You know, sure, we want you here. And, you know, just go talk to this guy. Everything will be fine. I went and did that. Talked to the owner. Everything was fine. And in the meantime, I have now a business relationship with three people that are amazing, absolutely amazing. And that I'm going to be able to bring in two friends with me in this new business, and I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I mean, obviously, it's going to be some medical stuff, but it's going to be beyond that. It's going to be using the projectors and some other things that will really quantum leap people's consciousness, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? The evolution of our consciousness. So all I can say is what I thought was bad turned into something good in the blink of an eye. And I knew that if I could step back and get myself out of that emotion of shock and just allow that would happen, and it did. So I would encourage you all to remember that, you know, as you're going through shocking things, you know, or things that seem bad, step back and go, wow, how can this be turned to good? What's the best opportunity that's coming my way? So I've continued to do that over the last couple of weeks, and all I can say is, wow! You know, and maybe some of you guys are already on to this, and I've just been a little slow. And if so, congratulations, and I don't know why the heck I was so slow. I guess I was too busy to notice. But, boy, I'm noticing now, and this is incredible. So I'm having a good time with this, and I am really looking forward to seeing what else is coming along that's going to be so amazing. I mean, I can't even imagine. I could never have imagined that everything that I wanted and everything that I had dreamed would come true so quickly and so easily, and that everything would line up. I have other things going on, things I've been working on for a couple of years that are all of a sudden lining up. And I've had psychics tell me, you know, X, Y, and Z for a while. And Yananda, before he passed away, said, you know what, you're going to Australia and it's going to be very, very easy. He said, you won't even have to plan it. It'll just happen. And I just got the offer the other day. And I kind of went, wow, isn't that interesting? It would be so easy, so much fun. And just, I mean, amazing things are lining up. And it's not just for me. I'm watching it happen all around me. And I am so grateful. I'm so grateful not only for my own life, but I am so grateful to see this in other people's lives. You know, it warms my heart because we've all struggled for so long, especially recently. It's just been so difficult, hasn't it, for so many people. And it, you know, started to lighten up back in March. And it's gotten better and better and better. And so now I'm looking out at the world and going, wow, I could not have asked for a better progression because things really are picking up. And I'm noticing that these difficult things that happen that we have to step up and, you know, say no more or work through it, these things that are happening are clearing out the old baggage. So it's like you're dredging up stuff from the depths of your existence, and it's coming through and it's clearing right now. And you can watch it. It just comes up and just moves through. And it's an amazing thing to watch. So I hope you guys are paying attention to all that, because I know it's done my heart good to see it. And so I'm hoping that you guys will see that too. If you haven't seen it yet, watch for it. And it's kind of like that old Indian story. And I won't go into the whole thing, but it's basically all these things that happen to the chief's son, and the tribe keeps telling him, oh, that's good, oh, that's bad, oh, that's good, oh, that's bad. And he keeps saying, maybe. And it's just this turnaround that happens with life, you know, the spiral. And, you know, you're on one side, it's bad. You're on the other side, it's good. And it just keeps on going, and it keeps progressing. So if you step back and you go, huh, I wonder what's going to happen next. Not in a negative way, but just being open to the possibilities, you may find miracles occurring in your life left and right. I know it certainly happened in mine. And I am so grateful for that, and so grateful that toxic people and situations are moving out of my life, because, you know, those of you that know me, you know I've had my share. Maybe because I'm on the fast track, I don't know. But I have had so many weird things happen in my life with people and places and things, and you know, you get tired of it after a while. You know, and you just kind of have to step back and just not get excited about it anymore. And, you know, now to see things moving so quickly and easily, you know, without the angst, without the tremendous hardship, you know, without any of that crap that gets in the way, just to have it move through just like a gentle breeze, is like, wow, amazing. So I'm going to continue to keep an eye on this, because this just tickles me. You know, I'm having more fun with this. And in the meantime, I'm doing what I can to learn more about how the mind works. We did the Richard Allen Miller seminar this weekend, and that was fun and tiring. We got to figure out a way to make it a little easier to do, because it was an ESP induction through hypnosis workshop. And so now we're going to be practicing and seeing how good we can get. And if any of you have a Kreskin's ESP kit still and you don't want it, send it my way, would you? I've been looking online and going, well, there's a lot online, but, you know, this is damage here, that's damage there, and I don't really know about these people's energy, you know? So I may have to make my own kit up. But I'm looking at this as a way to access those other parts of the brain. And when I was talking with Rick Miller, I was explaining to him about some of the things that happened to me with the carbon monoxide poisoning, and that I was unable to access that part of my brain again. And he said, actually, that's pretty easy. He said, we can go in and fix that. It's just a thing of training your brain to get those neural connections going forth again and going between. And what I had noticed is at one point during my poisoning, and it went on for 3 months, so I was chronic and getting worse and worse and worse, You know, I used to be able to look at those 3D pictures, and after a little bit of gazing at the 3D picture, you know, it looks all like squiggly lines and things, all of a sudden I would feel a shift in my brain and in my body, and I would flush from my head to my toes, this warm flush, and then I would see the picture. And, you know, the magic 3D pictures and such. And I just loved it. It felt so amazing. And since I got poisoned, I think it was about the second month or so, I have never been able to see them again. And so Rick said, well, that's just, you know, part of your brain there, and, you know, we'll just work with that, and it'll come back. So I thought, wow, that's amazing. That's really cool. I didn't know that it could come back. So that'll be fun. So we're going to be doing some brain experiments along the way, trying different things, using brain drivers and things like that. And by the way, Rick, who's a physicist, definitely encourages the use of brain drivers. And he was recommending Kelly Howell's brain drivers and Centerpoint and things like that. So we're going to give that a try. You know, some of you might know this stuff as HoloSync and, you know, such things as that. I use a creativity generator that I really like. So there's all these different things that we can do to spiff ourselves up. And I will write a paper on that when things settle down a little bit here. So don't expect anything real quick, okay? At least I have a few of my papers on my website now in a way that you can actually get in and download things, so that's an improvement. But what I'm wanting to do is bring that information to everybody. So if you're sitting there, you know, in way back Alaska or something, and you have no way to get at things, you know, you at least have your internet. And eventually you'll get a package delivered, right? So you can order some of these things and kind of get yourself in sync and improve your situation. And by improving your mind, I mean, who knows what you can actually accomplish. And I've spoken with several people this week that have had similar experiences to mine when they were younger, you know, with the telekinesis and the teleportation and the clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, on, you know, the ESP and the PK abilities. You know, what do we have to do to get back to that? You know, and why did that go in the first place? I don't think it was just because we were young and we matured. I think it was rather that we got brainwashed. So if we can unwash that part of the brain and open up to these abilities that we all have, then why wouldn't we do that? You know, why wouldn't we be everything that we can possibly be? You know, and help the planet to progress, help our fellow creatures, both human and non-human, to have a better life. And, you know, you start looking at these people that are geniuses, you know, they're operating on whole different levels than most people. And, you know, I talked with some people after this seminar, and they said, well, this guy must be a liar because he couldn't possibly have done all these things that he says he's done. And I just looked at him, and I said, why would you think that? Well, he couldn't possibly have. And I said, no, you got to understand, the mind of a genius is perking along doing like 10 or 15 different multitask things at once. So while they're writing one paper, they're cluing on to three other papers that they're writing, and they've got it almost worked out in their head by the time they finish the one paper. They're also cluing in to the things that they need to learn. They multitask like you wouldn't believe. It's as if they have all these jobs floating in the air around them, you know, kind of transparent. And they can look at them and they can see, oh, yeah, this piece goes over here and this piece goes over here. And so they start to compartmentalize and they put things together. When they sleep, they are not asleep. The body is asleep, but the consciousness is awake. And I used to do this myself many, many years ago. That's how I got so many things done myself, so I understand this. Your body goes to sleep, your consciousness stays awake, and it works on your problems. So imagine how much more you could do if you had an extra 12 hours in your day and you weren't tired. Think about that one for a minute. So you can multitask, you can do all these things. There's so many things you need to think about for a while, you know, or little pieces that you kind of need to put together. You can do that while you're sleeping. And sometimes the brain drivers help with that. Sometimes you need to take a course of Silva Mind Control. Sometimes you need to meditate in a certain way. But it's all about getting your consciousness to be here and now all the time and to be working on all these other levels at the same time. And one of the questions that I put to Rick was, you know, I don't know what to believe. I don't know if there's other dimensions or if we're just in this loop and every moment is happening now all the time, and we move our consciousness from one little portion to another and we think we've had past lives. Maybe we're just one being, which I do believe we are because I've had that experience, but we're one being and we're just moving our this little tiny focus point of consciousness in and out of these other spaces. You know, maybe there's multiple dimensions. Maybe there's multiple worlds. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I just think it's all very, very interesting. And I think it kind of explains, even if you don't know what the real truth is, it still explains that there is more to the world than meets the eye. So, like I said, I don't know what the answer is, but I'm looking for it. And in the meantime, I am seeing that there are way more possibilities for our brains, things that we can do to make life better for ourselves and everyone else. And so I'm encouraging everyone to start doing that and, you know, get away from the TV and the Cheetos and the beer and, you know, start utilizing things that are actually going to help you. You know, there's a class of medicines and supplements that are called nootropics. And those actually cause your brain synapses to fire at a much more rapid rate. And some of them will cause your brain to regrow fibers that have been damaged or to connect fibers that were not otherwise connected. And if you're familiar with brain states, that's a computerized program where they put some electrodes on your head and they measure your brain pattern. And then they have you do certain tasks. And so you're looking with your eyes, and so with your eyes and your feelings, you have to move the bars up and down as they're bouncing around. And my first experience with that, I said, how do I do that? They said, you have to figure that out. I said, oh, great. You know, I'm paying thousands of dollars to sit here and try to figure this out in 10 treatments. What happened, though, was the brain did figure it out. And I have no idea what was going on. All I knew is the brain was playing. And it was really interesting to watch that. And so what that actually does is it creates new neural pathways. Now, there are exercises you can do. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars to do this. There are exercises you can do that with your hands and your eyes and such that will also create new neural pathways. And I'll have some of the brain guys on to talk about this probably in the next couple of months. I'm trying to get my schedule together now and get it a little bit more organized. Things have been just a little too dramatic, you know, a little bit too hard to deal with sometimes. But there's so many fascinating things out there that you can do and you can learn about. And if you've got the internet, you know, you can find out about this stuff. You just have to type in the right words. If you have something that you would like to learn about and you don't know what words to type in, just drop me a line, info@drvalerienmd.com, or go to my website of that same name, and you know, just click on Contact Us and send me your question, and I will explain to you how to phrase it so that you can find the best answers out there on the web, because it really is a trick of doing that. Now, the other thing that's interesting, and I'm not going to go into it because that's the thing that Rick talks about, but basically that there's an intelligence now on the internet, and so when you contact that intelligence and you let it know that you are looking for X, Y, or Z, you know, whatever it is you're looking for, and you consciously say, you know, this is what I'm looking for, you may find some real interesting things happening. You will get the information that you need, and you won't be able to figure out how you got there from where you were. It just cracks me up. And I've had that experience with a couple things I was looking up, and I thought that was great serendipity, because everything I needed was right there at my fingertips, including a patent. And I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? Now, how did I get there from here? And then Rick told me, well, that's from the intelligence that's on the internet that got loose. I said, oh, isn't that interesting? Very, very interesting. So there's a lot of things going on out there. We are about to enter an extremely exciting portion of human history. I don't know if we've ever been there before. Maybe, maybe not. But this is going to be really, really fascinating. So I think my sentiment about this whole thing is, you know, put the seatbelt on and hang on besides. I think it's going to get way fast, way quick, and it's going to be way, way more interesting than you thought. So if you're in a dead-end job, I'd say this might be the time to go find another job, you know. Go do something that you love. Open up your creativity, because creativity is where everything happens. You know, and women do that pretty easily by having kids and things like that. But the creativity portion of our being, of this divine being that we are, the creativity portion is the action, and it's the genius, and it's the joy and the fun of everything rolled up into one. So anything that you can do to increase your creativity is automatically going to increase the joy in your life and the love in your life. I'm not talking about physical love. I'm talking about, you know, the love in your heart, the unconditional love. You'll just be happier. And if you want to gauge that, by the way, you can go to AuthenticHappiness.com, and there's a happiness survey that you can take, and it'll score it for you and tell you where you're at. I find that this is a really good tool, and I used this actually when I did the study last year on the holographic projector room, and we were able to gauge where people were at the beginning and where they went to with the use of the room. So it's a really nice little indicator to kind of show you where you're at in life. And those of you that have heard me speak about the study before will know that out of the 12 people, I had two people who said they were worse happiness-wise than they were when they started. And so on the exit interview, I said, "What happened?" And they both said, "Well, if you had asked me that question this week, I would have told you I was fantastic. But last week, I was getting rid of all the toxic people and situations in my life, and it was really difficult, and I really wasn't happy at all. And, you know, there was angst, there was sorrow, there was all this guilt and everything else. But this week, I am so much happier." So I was glad I did the exit interview, and I found that out. So you might want to try that, AuthenticHappiness.com, and you can just gauge yourself, you know, see where are you at now, and then check yourself again in another month or two. You know, go through and give yourself some parameters, because what happens with most people is that they don't realize how far they've come. They don't realize that the great differences that they've made in their life. You have to have some kind of a barometer, you know. I use different testing instruments. Like I have this one that's a 10-page questionnaire. It's a health questionnaire. It gives me a snapshot of what I need to look at for that person. And I did one of those also when I did a study on the room, and I found that everybody improved across all parameters, and all I did was put them in the room for 15 minutes once a week. They did their own thing. But I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't done that little study. So there's all kinds of little tools you can get on the Internet, different questionnaires and things, life screen, you know, things like that. And get in there and really see where you're at. Get a reading. Where are you? And then where do you want to go? The more clarity that you have, the quicker you're going to get there. So that's my big advice for this week. And if you have any questions about any of this, please do drop me a line. I do answer my emails, except for this week, because I have no Internet. So next week, okay, I'll get to everybody's emails. Don't give up on me. And anything that you would like to hear about also on this program, you know, drop me a line. I'm pretty reachable. And just tell me your concerns. Tell me about, you know, things that you're curious about. I do try to cover those things in the newsletter as well as on the program. And we have a bunch of really interesting people coming up in the next couple of months that have sent me some books. There's one on matrix energetics. There's basically the search for God. There's, there's more of Rick Miller's stuff. I've got all kinds of people that I'm going to be talking to, including Dr. Frank Stranges, who we tried to have on and had a scheduling conflict with, apparently. So now that I'm back in town, I'm going to get all these people lined up, and we'll see what we can do to answer your questions and, you know, give you something interesting to go, about. Oh, also, I wanted to update you guys on the HCG that I tried on myself, and I dropped 20 pounds in 15 days. No muss, no fuss. It was easy. I was not hungry. I did the diet the way that Kevin Trudeau recommends it. And, you know, it was quite fascinating to see. The skin indeed does shrink up with you as the weight goes, so you don't have to worry about rapid weight loss. And you get extra energy because the fat is actually being dissolved from what they call the secure fat depot storage areas, you know, those areas you can't get rid of that you would normally need liposuction for. Also, the FDA has apparently announced that they're trying to shut down everybody that's doing this. This is not okay. If this is happening in your area, it's time to mount a protest, because there is no reason in hell that HCG should not be used for weight control. And, I mean, it's just an amazing substance. The contraindications are very few. Any physician can tell you what those are. But I'll tell you very briefly, it's pregnancy and puberty. And then the other thing is, if you have gout or if you have gallbladder disease, those are the major contraindications. But other than that, you know, this stuff is safe. It's been used since the 1930s, and it's amazing stuff. So I heard somebody had told me that on the news that FDA is saying, oh, don't do this stuff, it's terrible, and blah, blah, blah. It's a lie, folks. It's all a lie. And I think what I'll do is I'll get one of the clinics on the show to talk about HCG and what it can do for you. So that'll be, oh, maybe I can do that next week. Keep checking back, and I'll see what I can do. But basically, you know, your freedoms have been taken away from you. You know that, I'm sure, if you're a BBS listener. If you're an old-time listener here, you definitely know. You've heard about it. So what we need to do is take those things back. It's time for us to stand up and go, stop. Give me my rights back. These are my rights. You cannot take them away. And, you know, it's happening in all levels of our life. So we need to change our intent, you know, stand up strong within ourselves, and decide what it is that you're going to allow to happen in your life, because you know what? That's what's going to happen. It's not just intent. It's the time. Things are really, really changing. And as I said, I'm very excited, because things are changing for the better in the most amazing way for so many people, and I hope that you're one of them. So in the meantime now, as usual, you know, I wish the best for you all. And if I can answer any of your questions, I'd be happy to. And I'm going to stop a little bit early tonight so that you can hear the entire part of Awaken the Dream. And this is the intro and the exit that I play on my show. It's by Misara, my friend Misa Hopkins, and her friend Richard. And I'm sorry I've forgotten Richard's last name. And of course, I don't have it written down here. But if you'd like to know where to get this, drop me a line. I'd be happy to give you Misa's contact information. And she has an entire album of New Age songs that is called Awaken the Dream. And it's my favorite thing, and I think it kind of fits for the time and the things that we're trying to do in this lifetime. So enjoy, and thank you for tuning in. Please tune in next week. And until then, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night. Come, my children, time to